9:30 in the morning here on Real Roots Radio, and it is that time once again, time for Ask Brett the Vet, where the good doctor joins us from Veterinary Associates Animal Hospitals, and there are two convenient Greene County locations on West Washington Street in Jamestown, and then just north of Xenia right there on U.S. 68, as we welcome in Brett the Vet. How are you on this Thursday morning?
Hey, good morning, Roy. It's, well, we had a few dry days there, and it was getting nice. We were actually, Isaac and Deanna and I were out walking in the woods last night because long day and needed to get the puppies exercised. You could actually walk through the woods without like sinking in the mud.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, this is great. And then now,
yeah, forget
here
about
comes
it.
The rain again.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't look like it's going to get cold enough for a white Christmas. And so we'll just be dealing with this mud for, but hopefully we have a nice cold January or February that will, and the reason I'm rooting for that is so that fleas and ticks aren't quite as bad as they could be. If we stay in the 40s all year, it's not going to be pretty come next year.
Right, right. So we'll see what that brings. But yeah, at least you got a good walk in before the rains got here.
Yeah. So that was nice. They got these nice headlamps that, you know, you can see like it's daylight out there pretty much. And so it's always a neat experience to see the woods at night and go check out the creek. And so always changing. It's always a different walk almost every day. It goes from ice to snow to heat and dryness and, you know, to swamp. It's quite an experience.
Just like our regular Ohio weather.
You got it.
Yeah. So glad you got that walk in, got the animals exercise. You know, they tell us to get exercise because obviously we eat more holiday sweets around this time of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
It doesn't hurt to get the animals some exercise, too.
Well, yeah, that's probably the big reason we took the walk. As we were saying last night, is, you know, it's a good thing we have these dogs because I probably wouldn't be walking around in the woods at night by myself. But the dogs out there, well, that makes it a lot more fun. So, They definitely should stimulate you to get you out and moving, even in this cold weather. It's, like I said, there's no such thing as bad weather. It's only bad gear.
There you go. So
get out there.
Yeah, speaking of eating this time of year, there are some things, obviously, that you want to avoid with our animals eating this time of year, chocolate being one of those. And you hear a lot about poinsettias this time of year, and obviously it's not something you want to feed your animal, but it's probably not as lethal as they have led it on to believe.
Yeah, I think they would puke too much before they could ever ingest a lethal amount. It's very, you know, it's very irritating to the GI tract, so chances are they're not going to die from the poinsettia. So we can rest assured now. If you're having a Christmas party and there's piles of cat vomit or dog vomit all over the place, you might need to pick that poinsettia up if it's been chewed on. But certainly other things like tinsel. Cats love to eat tinsel. So if you have a lot of cats and a lot of tinsel, you might need to save a lot of money for a foreign body surgery. So don't recommend those things. And especially if the new things brought into the environment, cats and dogs are just, you know, inquisitive by nature. They want to check things out. So you just have to, you know, your old dog that's used to it, you don't have to worry as much as that new puppy. And that's another reason why we don't recommend bringing in a puppy on Christmas morning. As great as the commercials look and the kids are happy and there's this little puppy. Well, guess what? 30 minutes later, son's going to be on Fortnite and daughter's going to be on Facebook. And that puppy is going to be sitting there looking for somebody to play with. And then he'll get into the tree, and it's muddy out. You know, our good friend Bucks Braun, may he rest in peace. We sat here and talked for several years in a row about not getting puppies on Christmas morning. And he did go out and get a big Doberman puppy the year before he passed away. He said, you know, Brett, he's like, I know we talked about it a lot of times, and he's like, I couldn't resist. I really wanted a Doberman puppy on Christmas. So, you know, he did it, and he got along okay, but he did have some challenges.
I was going to say, there was a little havoc caused.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, you know, it just depends on how calm you like your life.
You know,
if you want that unknown variable brought into it at this time of year, then, you know, certainly that's your right. But it's certainly probably a better time to, you know, get some, the kids some, you know, dog bowls or cat bowls and some things they may need so that they can anticipate the kitten or the dog that may be coming. But do it like in the spring, because trying to, if you, especially if you have a little dog, like little dogs hate going outside when it's cold and wet. So you can guarantee that little dog, if you get it in December, is not going to be easily trained to go outside. And so then you're going to have pee-pee pads in the house. And so there's lots of good reasons to wait this time of year for a puppy or kitten. Now, you can still adopt older dogs and things like that. Certainly, there's still the stress of the holidays and transition. You know, that's up to each individual person. And, good friend Bill Felker does the Wild Bill's Almanac. He brought in a probably like an 8 or 10 year old border collie, just as sweet as could be. Like, likes to go on walks, likes to meet other dogs. I mean, I'd love to have this dog. The catch was that this dog has a diaphragmatic hernia, so he's got a hole in his diaphragm and his stomach and intestines are up around his heart.
Ooh.
But he doesn't really care about that. The dog doesn't. We're concerned about it, but the consultation with the surgeon, you know, you can certainly correct it, but then you can have a lot of complications. And the chances of the hernia causing complications are less than the surgery causing complications. So, pretty cool. He's just going to live with it, and he's got a heart murmur and some heart disease, but he's managing that with the some Lasix and Enalapril, and dogs are just doing great. So it was really a pleasure to get to meet that guy, you know, because a lot of times border collies are a little bit off the wall. This guy's just happy with life and relaxed, and, you know, he's at that point in his life where the dogs are, you really fall in love with them. So they got them through YF Pet Net. They've got some nice dogs that they've rescued and done some socializing and checking to make sure they're going to be good dogs. Now, they're probably not all going to be like Bill Felker's dog. That was quite a surprise to see a dog that had been through. He was found in the Glen Helen and was, you know, just skin and bones. And so it's nice when they turn out like that.
Dr. Brett Ellis is joining us here this morning on Ask Brett the Vet. You can always send questions in to Roy at realrootsradio.com. Well, speaking of the dogies, you've got a list of some of the more popular dog names for 2018. I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Yeah, well, you might be. Or you might be really just upset with the whole thing. So the male dog names are Max, Charlie, Cooper, Buddy, Jack, Rocky.
There you go.
Yep. Duke, Bear, Tucker, and Oliver. And for our female top 10, we have Bella, Lucy, Luna, Daisy, Lola, Katie, Molly, Bailey, Maggie, and Stella. Hmm. They broke it down further. Some of these are some of the top retro names for Minnie and Pearl and Willie, Harry and Fred. So that was good. Retro names to look for in 2019. Irene, Edna, Myrtle, Florence, and Dorothy. And here's the ones that are the great hipster names on the rise. Soy. Inari.
Soy?
Soy.
Oh, God.
I have not seen that yet, thank goodness. I'll let you know. We'll send out an alert.
Okay.
When that happens. Inari, I-N-A-R-I, Oak, Brew, and Bay, B-A-E. So, I have not seen those yet, but we'll let you know, and we'll report the person to the local authorities.
Yeah, so, Soy, that one still puzzles me.
Yeah.
Unless the dog's eating Chinese food with you or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right. Yeah, exactly. So, they are... people are very creative with their names, so I was happy to see our four or six pets were not on there. Minnie, me, Falcor, Rufus, helmet.
Helmet.
Yeah, she's a stubborn German short hair. She's like an old German woman. So she wears that proud.
I like proudly. Rufus. That sounds like a good dog name right there. That fits. Rufus.
Rufus fits. Yeah. Yes. He's a good Rufus. And then the cats are Minnie Me and Roger J. Butters.
Roger J. Butters.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, that's original. I got to give you credit there.
Got that. Yeah. So they're not on the list. Okay. It's good.
Now, what is the strangest pet name that you have seen in your many years of practice?
One of the funniest ones was this little pug named Bruce Lee. I thought that was, I've never seen a pug named Bruce Lee. He grew into his name too. So he was quite the character. So that was one that comes to mind, but I'm sure there's some other ones. I'll have to think about that.
Okay. All right. Bruce Lee the pug.
Yeah.
He didn't karate chop you when you tried to fix him up, did he?
No. He was a really good patient.
Okay.
Really good. He was happy. So, but he was kind of a little bit of a tough guy too.
All right.
Come in pulling. He didn't want to. He had to like earn his respect and get into the inner circle. The dragon there,
the circle of trust.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And then so, once you were in, you were okay.
All right, I got you. So Bruce Lee the pug, hopefully he has a good Christmas time, and hopefully all of our animals have a good Christmas time. But just in case something goes awry, there is always a vet on call 24/7 from Veterinary Associates, so there's a nice thing to know.
Yeah, it'll be me. So
you drew the short straw this year.
I always draw the short straw on Christmas. Okay. I think that's the least I can do.
Now, do you have a whole lot of calls? Have you had a whole lot of calls in Christmases past?
Not a whole lot, but when you can be there for somebody on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, or that's a lifelong friend, and so it's a good thing to be there for them.
I was going to say.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm sure you make a buddy for life if you save somebody's animal on Christmas Day.
Yeah. So that's a good thing to do. But it's usually not too busy, and I'm close enough that it's not too much out of the day. So it's a pretty good thing. The other thing I wanted to update is our horse friend that I thought had the broken leg.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Why is it Scarecrow?
Yes,
and I wanted to thank everybody for their prayers. He turned out not to have a broken leg. It turned out to be like an internal abscess that had ruptured internally and blew up the skin from the medial side of the groin down to his fetlock or his hoof. And so they used some laser therapy, some antibiotics, some anti-inflammatories, and the owner has been out there working every day, twice daily, three times a day, cleaning it off and keeping it healthy, and he's getting better and better. So that was a very nice Christmas miracle we got there, because I thought for sure that was a broken leg. So.
Right. All right. Well, there's some good news to end on right there. That's what we to hear.
We got that.
So old Scarecrow will be out and leaving his shadow before too long.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
Well, Doc, we won't chat before then. So to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas. And we'll compare notes on all the good stuff that we got over the Christmas holiday next Thursday when we get together for Ask Brett the Vet. Do not forget, if you've got a question for the good doctor, you can always get those to me at roy@realrootsradio.com.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Doc, Merry Christmas. We'll talk real soon.
Take care, everyone.
We'll see you, bud.
Bye-bye.